Blog Talk Radio.
Aboard to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Carry for Animals, number 430 shows this evening and counting. And we're going to keep going because this radio platform has been a total success. And a big shout out to all of you, all the former amazing guests, the listeners, the callers, and together we can all make a difference. We got to at least try. Because the animals cannot stand up for themselves. They don't stand a chance without us fighting for them and speaking out for them. And we got to keep going and doing what we're doing because, hey, we're all it's a long road ahead, but we will reach this destination all in good time. But I'm just going to go over a couple things, everyone. My name is Debbie Dahmer, a.k.a. Mama Bear. And Mama Bear does care because she is on the air. And it's just love having all you joining in this evening. Can't thank all you enough. And a big shout out to all of you who's helping me to promote these shows every Thursday, from Facebook followers that's involved and friends that's involved and groups, Voices Carry for Animals support group and Voices Carry for Animals Facebook page. Also on X, which is formerly Twitter, my personal page there, and also the new Voices Carry for Animals on X, and stand up the number four animals. Please follow and post and all the take actions all over the place out there. And the ones on LinkedIn, it's helping me out. All of you appreciate us so much. I mean, it's so inspiring and uplifting, and it you know, keeps me going. And when I see teamwork like that and fans of animal rights on Facebook, this is so great. So we can't give up, everyone. We can't. We have to keep going. Changes do not happen overnight. So please stay strong, optimistic, proactive, and keep going, please. You know, take breaks here and there. But take that action is the key, because and that's where we see the changes come in. And so anyway, I'm going to go over a couple things here. And I got to give a big shout out to the Bear Defenders on Facebook page. One protest on advocacy organization. Bear and Grizzly Bear 399 Legacy and more. We got something going on here. It passed through both of the House and the Senate, everyone, and it's the taking of the bears, where if someone feels threatened, they can go and shoot and kill a black bear. And that's not fair, because if one sees a bear, that automatically they're going to think they're threatened and then shoot and kill them. But please, if you can, when you get a chance, Florida residents, please call Governor Ron DeSantis, and here's the number, 850-717-9337. And in defense of animals, they are so awesome, and you got Dahl Stanley back tonight, and they're doing so much. Please visit their website, because they have all kind of petitions you can sign and everything. So please call or email Governor Ron DeSantis and tell him to veto that two bills that passed through the House of Representatives and the Senate. And be polite and professional, or if you want more comfortable, write an email to veto that bill, not sign it, please. So on these pages, Bear Defenders and One Protest on Advocacy Organization, and Grizzly Bear 399 Legacy and more on Facebook pages, they're keeping up updates and sign their positions. Please share them, and let's see a victory. That'd be so wonderful if we seen a victory year for the animals this year, because there's a lot of bills in federal legislation out there, and you can catch them on my VoicesCarryForAnimals.com website. And there's all kind of ways you can take action on there. It's fairly new. It's resumed. And there's so many ways to keep passing along. You can subscribe free and everything. So all these, we're going to go on here. All these shows are live and archived on Blog Talk Radio, everyone. If you want to follow my podcast, go to www.blogtalkradio.com/ Voices Carry for Animals. And also you can follow my podcast from my website. Okay, so just press subscribe, and every time there's going to be an upcoming broadcast, it will alert you in your primary email. And please spread the word, because we are strength in numbers, and that's what Mama Cat always says. And she was on last week, had another great show. All these amazing guests, can't thank all you enough. And it's so, uplifting, and it gives us hope to carry on for these animals in need and distress. So keep it up. And I'm going to bring my guest on and welcome her back, because she's out there working hard, almost 40 years within defense of animals and on the Justice for Animals campaign. How are you doing this evening, Dahl? Stanley, this is wonderful. She's the director of In Defense of Animals, Justice for Animals. Isn't this wonderful? I love it. Go ahead.
Well, hello, good evening to everyone who's listening. And yes, we all stand together for the animals. And I always like to open by saying, which I often don't, but stop saying they don't have voices. They're not listened to. Every animal has a voice. They are not voiceless, but we have to stand up for them, because their voices are ignored.
Their cries. I know what you're saying. Their cries, and they can't, call up on this radio platform and tell us how they feel, Dahl, or call the police or nothing. So we have to be their voice. And we can tell by their cries and horrific pictures and videos that they're not happy. We want to see all of them happy. Because, they can see, they can smell, they can sleep, hear, everything. They have a heart. Everything that we do, they have feelings. And so, they're just speaking another language. So when we see their pain or feel their pain, we have to take that action, take our anger into action, right? And do the right thing. But go ahead.
Yes, that's absolutely so. And so tonight, if it's okay, I'd like to talk on a couple of topics. The first one, I really wish that everyone would get to know, personally, get to know your law enforcement in your area. You may need them to help an animal, and they need to know that you're professional, that you are going, you know the laws, that you're going to be an asset, and get to know your prosecutors and your judges. Let them know that people are out there standing for animals. And I'll say this, you know, I've been in Mississippi for 30 years. There are very few law enforcement officers, and I mean very few, that have not been willing to help me when I contact them. I bring with me the experience of knowing the laws, the resources for helping the animals, and very often, law enforcement doesn't take action on a neglect or a general cruelty case because they have no resources. They don't have a shelter. They don't have a local rescue group. So if we offer them what they need to do their job, they most often, yes, they will do it. And meet with prosecutors. I have found that district attorneys and prosecutors, almost all of them, have been willing to meet with me over court cases, have been willing to work with us, and I'm going to shout out for our petitions. Petitions work.
Yes.
The district attorneys, I don't write petitions for misdemeanors. Petitions take too long. But for felony cases, when you deliver 15,000 to 20,000 or more signatures on a case, the district attorney is pleased to see that they're getting the backup from people who care. And even though that petition and those signatures cannot be given to the judge to influence him during court, for the sentencing phase of the trial, those can be presented, have been presented, and have had an impact. In two cases that I've been involved in, one of them for nearly 2 years, just got prosecuted this Tuesday morning. A woman who horribly abused the cat. I think details may be too much. If you want to look on In Defense of Animals website and follow the story, the woman's name is Eternia Williams, and we just deployed a media release over the case. Did was tantamount to a felony. The Dog and Cat Protection Act in Mississippi, it is aggravated cruelty is a felony. The word domesticated is used in the statute to delineate between the cat that we know and the bobcat and the puma, the dog we know and the coyote. But this district attorney decided that domesticated meant tame. And because the law enforcement officers involved were not able to find, and I quote, an owner, a human that the cat belonged to, he would not prosecute this. Prosecuting attorney for the county very willingly, both the prosecutor and the assistant prosecutor for Rankin County, Mississippi, went to bat. And they had the animal control officer file an affidavit under the county ordinance. Now, Eternia Williams only got a $500 fine. It was just a misdemeanor. But she will have to attend at her own expense a moral turpitude class, which is quite a good class that they have in Lincoln County. It may not affect her, but I can say that the law enforcement did everything they could. The county prosecutors did everything they could. And now we are reaching out to Senator Hill, who championed the Dog and Cat Protection Act, to get the Attorney General's office to make a ruling on the language. We have not had a problem, but for some reason, this is the second cat case that prosecutors have not taken seriously. It took all these years for us to get this felony law passed in Mississippi, and now we're having to fight just for it to be enforced. So we're working on that. And then there's a case on Monday morning. I will be in court in Memphis. The district attorney and the assistant district attorney, wonderful. District attorney Mulroy, assistant district attorney Fields. I met with them for almost 2 hours in July over this case. And what they face that they shared with me and that other prosecutors have shared with me, the law limits what they and the judge can do. In Tennessee, aggravated animal cruelty is an E felony, which is the lowest on the list. The maximum is a 2-year sentence. Well, because this man violated his probation and got a puppy, he stayed in jail. They put him back in jail. So on Monday morning, when he is sentenced with his plea deal. And why a plea deal? Because he's going to get out of jail. In Tennessee, they only have to serve a third of their sentence if there are no incidents while they're incarcerated. So he's going to get out, but they're going to have the judge order him not to have animals, and he will have to reimburse partially to the group that took care of the dog that he burned. He burned his wife's dog. He threatened neighbors. He threatened the media. And he may be getting arrested for something else while he's at court, which I can't divulge, but it'll be a celebration if he is, because it's a crime that is considered foul by everyone. We fight a really tough battle. I know we're all worn out. I've been with In Defense of Animals for 40 years. Burnout is not in my vocabulary. We have to realize that we have great expectations for animals. We want the toughest of laws, and then we want them to be sentenced. We want people to pay for their crimes. But in addition to that, while a lot of us feel that some of these people are hopeless, when there are courses like the moral trepidation class that Attorney Williams will have to go to, she may learn something. Some people do change. We can't give up the hope for changing, because those people harm other animals or other people if there isn't a chance for them to make a turnaround. The other thing that's going on right now is Senator Hill is championing another bill for us. In the state of Mississippi, we have a very good dog fight statute. And I asked her if she would champion having it connected to the RICO Act, because we all know that organized dog fighting, there's gun sales, there's gambling, there's drugs. So it'll be great. We will find out the piece of legislation has to be out of committee by next, the 5th, next Tuesday. And she has been very, very capable in getting her legislation passed. And, of course, we did give her a package with thousands of signatures in it, and that does help. Once again, don't think that when you sign a petition that it just goes in a basket somewhere. They are used. Probably another topic that we're all concerned about right now is the overpopulation of our wonderful animal companions, dogs and cats. It's not just Mississippi. It's not just the South. It's all over the country right now that animals are having a very difficult time finding homes. What is it? Is it a combination? The economy? We know that dog and cat food has gone up. We know that veterinary services have gone up. There's an uncertainty, perhaps, with our political environment at this time. We have to be steady. We have to do the best we can for the animals that we can. And too many rescues are being found out that they're not being able to say no, and they're actually doing more harm than good. We had a recent case in Newton, Mississippi. The woman had 76 dogs. Many of those dogs were not alive. There's been several rescues. We're looking at several rescues now. And we also have to understand, if you are rescuing dogs and you are hoping to work with another organization, know your people. We work with folks that we know that have a track record. Just because you feel overburdened doesn't mean that you have the right to hand a dog or a cat or any animal over to someone you're unsure of. Their life is in your hands. Now, I'll give you a moment to say something. Sorry, I got on my bandwagon.
No, that's all right. You're doing fine. You're doing great. So very informative. But go ahead.
It's very interesting that so many of us are voicing our concerns about wanting to give up. We have to understand that, yes, we have expectations. I mean, I remember the very first time I sat in a restraint chair at UC Berkeley. I fasted without food or water for 3 days. I got international media. I was absolutely convinced that because of the media that we got, the attention that we got, that the experiments that were harming animals at UC Berkeley would end. They didn't. Here we are 40 years later. We are still fighting the animal torture industry. Science and animal torture are two different things. But I can't say that I didn't win and now I have to quit. I can't allow any shortcoming or defeat to keep me from battling. Because if you give up the fight, the animals have lost.
That's right. Yeah, that is so true. You know, you cannot give up there, dog, because if we give up, then we automatically lose. And that's not right. You know, we cannot do that, right? We got to keep going.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And, you know, and the more of us that take care of, you know, crossover, multitask, and help other causes out, hey, the more strength and we become stronger, you know, and the support and the faster the changes. So that's something else to think about, everyone, you know, because I know myself, I multitask and help out wherever I can help out, whatever animals in need that need our help. And then the changes will come faster and it'll make your head spin, you know. So, you know, let's do that, right? And right, Dawn, because that's what matters.
We can
do it. We can all do it. And then once you do, then you see a victory come in, you do the victory dance, okay, happy dance. And don't stop there, you know, keep going. you know, because you know, yeah, there's proof right there that changes do happen, and they do not happen on their own. So, you know, recruit other, you know, your other friends or neighbors or coworkers, assign those petitions, because they really do work. I've seen them so many times. I mean, many times, right? I mean, with maybe 10,000 signatures, 5,000 signatures, 100,000. And I've seen them work, so never think they don't. You know, so.
And there are some real warriors out there that are producing these alerts and petitions. Actually, when I write petitions for In Defense of Animals, I have a few people with other organizations and friends that are independent that we all kind of get together and on the phone or email, and we figure out what is the best route. Who should we approach with this topic? It's very important that the petitions go to the right people.
Yes, that makes right there. It's right people and yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. No, the other thing that I can't emphasize enough, when I am sending, or In Defense of Animals, we are sending an alert to a prosecutor, whether it be the district attorney or to anybody in, whether it's anybody in the political system, the justice system, the law enforcement system, it is really imperative that we not flood their phones, flood their emails, unless they're not cooperative, because you don't want to create enemies. You might find they're doing the job that you think they're not doing. And that's why it's good to get to know them. Unfortunately, district attorney's offices are often not free to give some of the information you want, so it's best to work with the court clerk.
Yes. Okay, you still there? Yeah,
I'm here.
Lost.
I feel like I'm rambling at this point.
I'm sorry?
I said... Yes, and I want to give you a chance to say something.
Hey, you're fine there, doll. You're doing great. I mean, it's so informative, and everything you're saying is the truth. There's no sugarcoating it, and that's what we got to do, let them know the truth and reality, what's going on behind closed doors. You know, everybody wake up and smell the coffee, you know, because we're the animals' only hope to carry on. With our actions, they change, you know, go into positive changes, being a positive light in such a very dark world. And that's what we're doing. And I'm not giving up. I'll be going on to my last breath. You know, I'm not going to give up. I'm going on 10 years and at the end of June there, doll, on this podcast, Voices Carry for Animals. So I'm going to keep going. And the time has went so fast. And everything, but I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to give up. And it takes teamwork to see any victories. Together, we can make some meaningful changes if we all work together and take that action. You know, contact your legislators. They're so important. We vote them in and we vote them out. Let them get familiar with them, get to know them. You know, email them or write them letters, go in person to meet with them, get to know them. You know, just don't vote and disappear and think everything's fine, because when they don't see, you know, see it calm, they don't think there's any problems when there is. So let your voice be heard out there. All of our efforts really do count, and our voices really do matter, and so is our actions. So never think that they don't. You know, I talk to a lot of people, and some say, oh, well, I've never taken action before. I've never contacted my legislator. I said, it's never too late. The only time it's too late is when you're dead, you know. So you can always pick up that phone, write that email, you know, write that letter, meet them in person, and help make the positive changes in this world, because it's so very important. Very important.
Right.
Go ahead.
And if they're not hearing from you, they're definitely, your legislators, if they don't hear from you, they're definitely hearing from the special interest groups and the lobbyists.
Yes. And that matters too, you know. We're trying to get the animal rights, all of them, so they can live comfortably in peace and away from abuse, neglect, and that's the main thing. Let them live comfortably. That's what they so well deserve. They deserve it. And after a lot of these problems, everyone has been happening, rolling over to the 21st century, and, you know, needs attention. Enough is enough. So, you know, whatever you could do out there, make this world a better place for them, please do it. Because we all matter out there, all of us. And In Defense of Animals has been around a very long time, and so is In Defense of Animals International. So we're looking at worldwide, and look all they're doing. You know, I've been passing around a petition. It's on your website. Contact Congress, ban wild animals and circuses, reintroduction of the Traveling Exotic Animal and Public Safety Protection Act. And that's, I mean, if you look at the animals in the zoos, the circuses, they're not happy. You know, they're forced in there to live an uncomfortable life, and they need to be out there in the wild with their families. We all have families, you know, and they don't have no choice in the matter, you know, and to go behind the scenes. And I'm going to keep passing your petitions and visiting your page and everything, doll, because that's what it takes is teamwork. Press it, sign it, and share it. Because when we only sign it, it's ourself. But if we share, it goes through newsfeed and the support. It could double over, triple over, quadruple over, you know, helping each other out. I believe in teamwork all the way, and that's what it takes. And look at all you're doing. For almost 40 years. Isn't that amazing? Congratulations.
There's a role for everyone. There is a role for everyone. If you're making phone calls and writing letters and signing petitions, you are valuable. If you are donating money to an organization, check out their status. Make sure that they're worthy of your donations. And then realize that for most of us out here, every time we go on a cruelty case, every time we go to court, every time we write an alert, you're with us. Because we can't do it without you. You know, we would all love to know that organizations run strictly on volunteers, run strictly on different aspects that we think we could save money on. The reality is this work takes money, and it takes full-time dedicated people to work in the larger organizations to make sure that there is a consistency in the work. I've been in Mississippi for 30 years. I ran our sanctuary for 23 after we founded it. And then we began the Justice for Animals campaign, because when I was at the sanctuary, I was working on cruelty cases, legislation, animal care, and it stretches you too thin. You can't accomplish as much. So make sure you do know your groups. Support the groups that are doing awesome work. There are many of them out there, and there are many successes. And even if they seem small, like on Monday, I mean, who wants to see a man who set a dog on fire get out of court, walk away without having served his 2-year sentence, only had to serve a third of it? Well, we have to look at that aspect. We have to look at the jails and the prisons and the desire for an equitable sentencing for everyone. But the reality is, if you harm an animal, you kind of get off too easy. And the other aspect to that is they have so, the district attorneys and prosecutors have so many cases they're handling. The courts have so many cases. That's why plea bargains are taken into consideration, because they have to move these cases through the court system, because our laws demand that a suspect get a timely trial. Well, if you really follow most of these cases that I'm working, it's a year, 2 years, or more before there's actually a trial. And here in Mississippi, in Holmes County, not too long ago, a man drop-kicked a puppy from the back of his truck to entertain his friends. And it was, I mean, I can't even begin to tell you how hard it was to get the man arrested. And then he was initially arrested on a misdemeanor, but the prosecuting attorney did the right thing and bumped it up to a felony, and it went to the district court, the circuit court. Here's the problem. He also committed a murder, which he was convicted of. He was convicted on a murder last week. And for that murder, he got 20 years. He will serve 10 years. He will have 5 years released supervised and 5 years released unsupervised. So do you think at this point that we're ever going to see him prosecuted for the aggravated animal cruelty? It's not looking good, even though we have put a tremendous amount of pressure on that county.
Oh, my goodness. Sickening. Why can't they leave the animals alone, doll? I mean, they're so innocent, and, you know, just like the children and the elderly. You know, I stand up for the elderly, too, against elder abuse. And I'm like, there's zero excuses for it. You know, it's like, come on. Why can't they leave them alone and live in freedom and comfortable? Because we're all on this earth temporarily, and we got to make the best of it. You know, but it seems like they can't leave them alone. Isn't that terrible?
It's
just aggravating. It's like, how difficult is it? Yep.
Right. And another thing, moving back to our animal companions and trying to find homes for them. I'm aging. I'm not going to get a puppy. I'm not going to keep a puppy. I'm not going to get a dog that's going to outlive me. Unless that animal, for some reason, is never going to get another home. Perhaps the animal's feral. Maybe it has some kind of debilitation. I just received two chihuahuas that one of them, she's only 5 years old, and I'm going to make a point with this. At 5 years old, she's blind. She has an enlarged heart. She has the bad knees that chihuahuas have. And the little boy, incessantly, neither one were house trained. Now, in a shelter situation, they probably would never get a home. I have the blessing of having my own home set up for my rescued animals and for placement. And I work with other organizations here in Mississippi for placement. But my point is, every day we are receiving calls from children, parents, aunts, grandparents. My son left a dog here, and I can't take care of it, going into a convalescent home. Nobody in the family wants his animal. What I am seeing that is disgraceful is that when we take these animals, they have not been cared for. Now, do you blame the elder person? Or perhaps the family who could not accommodate and take their animals and care for them didn't take any better care of them? Because if they had been going to their homes regularly, visiting regularly, surely they would have known that their cat or their dog needed some veterinary care, and they would have either made arrangements or contributed to taking care of those animals. People are shirking their responsibilities right and left. You may not consider an elder person as your responsibility, but if they have a tie to you, especially a parent, they took care of you. You can't take care of them. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Right, exactly. I know what you're saying. You know, look out for one another, because that's, you know, who are we as humanity to keep watching the suffering of others? You know, put a little love in your heart, everyone. Kindness does not cost anything. Zero. To a human, to an animal. And that's what we need more of this in the world, dear doll. You know, respect, dignity. We're lacking it so badly. And everyone out there, go please, adopt, don't shop. You know, millions of healthy adoptable animals get put down a year because of overcrowding. And that's not fair to the animals. You know, this, with this inflation going on, and we all know about it, you know, the I've been reading all over the internet where these shelters are overflowing, and then they get a chance of being euthanized, you know, because the families can't afford them. Like you said, doll, the vet bills are up, the food, you know, the surgeries, and so they're dropping them off at the shelters. And that's sad and heartbreaking. You know, and then they have a high chance of getting euthanized. So please, everyone, visit, even if you have to foster or volunteer your time. You know, and I see some photos of you on some of the pages there, doll. It was so heartwarming where you was with a bunch of children. And that's where we start them out young, you know, to animals with dignity and respect. I love those photos. It was so heartwarming and uplifting because you were out there, you know all about it. So once they learn that, they move to their adulthood doing the same. And I think that's wonderful. Can't thank you enough, because that's, you know, I've
said
that.
Well, you know, even for folks that go to church, and the church that our little church just recently closed because it was damaged to the building. But I took animals to church. There were members in my church that loved animals, and there were members that were unfamiliar with animals. And there was an education process. Now, I know that a lot of churches are not going to let you bring your animals in, but you can certainly bring your advocacy to church. Whatever your family, whatever groups you're involved with, and constantly, when you see children and you have an opportunity to give them any kind of information, something interesting. You know, when I visit, for example, the Boys and Girls Clubs, I put up a slideshow. And as the photos come up, I don't tell them what's there. I ask them, what's there? What kind of animal is that? What do you see? What is going on? What do you think should be done? And then tell them what was done, why it was done, how it was done. And in a very strong way, you're giving them a not just resources like law enforcement to call or whatever, but you're giving them some knowledge that they can take back to their families, to their community, something they can act on.
Yes, I mean, whatever helps out, you know, because that's all the animals deserve it, doll. No questions asked. And whatever we could do to make their lives better and improve, hey, let's do it. I'm all for that. I'm all for about teamwork all the way. And that's what it takes, right?
Absolutely.
Because yes. And because teamwork, you'll get it farther, and it takes teamwork to see any victories. And I hope, you know, I had this thing for 2024, Let's get stronger and take action more for the animals in need in 2024, everyone. So that's my goals. You know, I told them, I said, I'm going to come in rocking and roaring in 2024, and I open, you know, resume my website for Voices Care for Animals and a new Twitter page or X page for Voices Care for Animals, and also on Facebook. You know, so, you know, everybody check it out, because there's all kind of ways you can take action. And also in Defense of Animals website, there's plenty of petitions you can sign and share. I checked them out. I got to go back and go and sign some, doll, because I'm going to take some time to do that, you know. Whatever it helps to help out. You ready to take some calls from
absolutely.
Okay. Area code 702, you are live and on the air. Welcome aboard to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Care for Animals. You have any comments or questions for Doll, please? Go right ahead.
Hello, Dolly. This is Harilyn, Debbie's Facebook friend. Thank you so much for speaking on behalf of, yes, hello, hi. Yes, yes. So it does have to do with your upbringing, though. So I do agree. I grew up with a lot of animals. And everything you just covered, though, pretty much summed it up what you said. But I just wanted to thank you so much, and for you know, I've been wanting to study, you know, the animal laws, though, because I moved to a small town, so I'm in, you know, still doing the research and such and getting situated. So that's what I'm doing.
Well, we're glad you're involved. We're glad you're
I'm sorry?
Involved.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So and. Yeah, I noticed that, well, not every, but most places where, I'm not going to say where I live, but where I live, though, a lot of animal cruelty has a lot of it, the state where I live. So
isn't that sad? Terrible. That's not
it's
good.
Terrible.
There's no excuse for it. You know,
yeah, that's, I think, why I moved, though. Yeah, I think my mission is to speak up and just as
that's
right. done to the animals. Yes.
Got to take it. In order to see change, we got to take that action, everyone. No questions asked. Because changes do not happen on its own, and all of a sudden, next day, everything's better. No, we have to stand up and fight for it, okay? Fight for justice, because that's a beautiful and strong word, justice and victory, okay? So that's what we want to see. That's our goals. We're bringing the negative into the positive, which can be done if we work hard enough for it. You know, only a handful of us, we're just spinning our wheels. So it takes a village out there, strength in numbers, you know, power in numbers. So keep it up, you know, there's a lot of people, you know, I'm too busy or whatever. It doesn't take that much time to help making changes from the comfort of your home, your phone, your computer, your copier, if you have a fax. I mean, it's all right there. It can't get no easier. You know, so think about that. You know, I've gotten really fast, what makes my head spin on there. You know, I bring up all kind of tabs and share from Facebook to X to LinkedIn to Pinterest. And I'm like, okay, look how I'm, you know, how many petitions I'm sharing. Or I don't only just sign petitions, I share them, which makes a difference, because now it's going through Newsfeed, and more of them can sign up and get, you know, we become stronger, and the support grows over to double, to, you know, quadruple. It could go up to quadruple support. So we all got to do our part if we want to see the changes made. And so that's, you know, I'll keep sharing, you know, petitions and calls of actions over and over again, because not everyone is on social media same time in days. So there's some of them that miss a lot of them. You know, you'll see some coming through my time, you know, every other day or every 3 or 4 days, weekends, you know, just to grab more attention, attract more action takers. And that's what it takes. You know, from all social media I'm on. So, and then once you get their attention and get it, you know, spread the word. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Harold.
Oh, no, but, you know, once they get to the animals, then they become bullies in school. That's what they go from, you know, the most vulnerable, you know, to those who have special needs in school, which I've witnessed that, and yeah, it's sick. It's sickening, but that's what it leads to. If animal cruelty, it leads to bullying in schools, and it's sick. It's sick.
Oh yeah, it's just a
different,
you know,
energy form. That's the only difference.
Yep.
Animals and then humans.
Right. And you got to stop them. They got to be punished. They can't just get a slap on the wrist. You know, there are horror stories out there. They're terrible. You know, my news feed on Facebook and X is, I mean, it's like, are we putting a dent in it? Because there's so much of it going on. And what's the excuses? Leave the animals alone. You know, let them enjoy their lives. We don't need to see, you know, all this is happening. You know, I have had Facebook friends and different ones say, I can't deal with looking at that. I said, I can't either. Okay. But we have to do something. We can't just run away or ignore it, you know, and I take my anger into action. I said, I got to do something when we have every right to. We can't just look the other way because the animals, they can't look the other way. They was either hurt or killed or something. And we have to be their voices and actions and get those laws. Because if we don't go after the laws, everyone, nothing changes, and the abusers know that. So we have to go get them strengthened and punished and stiffer fines and everything. Because enough is enough. We cannot keep going on like this. We're in, 2024? And we got to keep going. And look at Dahl, almost 40 years of heroin. What she's doing.
Yes.
Positive impact going on here, you know? And in defense of animals.
A long time.
I know. Yes.
Long time. Oh, here, another call.
Somebody's at the door again.
I give the other cars a chance. But thank you so much,
Yeah,
Dolly,
you stay on it. Hey, you can stay on air.
I will.
Okay?
Talking with you.
Yes.
Nice talking with you, Dolly.
Thanks so much, Facebook friend. You're awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks for all your ongoing support. I love it.
Yes. And I'll show your shows
Thank
on
you.
Facebook.
Hey, and
you're
I appreciate
welcome.
It so much. You know, teamwork. Teamwork, hey,
yes.
Teamwork rocks and teamwork wins. You know, so when I see that, it inspires me to keep going. You know,
extending numbers.
Yep. Okay, area code 719. You are live on air. You have any questions or comments for Dahl? Welcome aboard. Go ahead.
Hi, Debbie. This is Mama Cat.
Hey, Mama Cat. How are you? Thanks for all your support. She was on last week with a great interview. You did wonderful, Mama Cat, like you always.
Oh, thank
you. You know? Yes.
I just wanted to say thank you, a big, big thank you to Dahl for all her hard work over the many years that she's been involved. And she is a shining example of what can be done if you just put your mind to it. Now, I've only been involved for a little over 10 years. And, you know, it is hard. It's not hard work. It's mentally straining and it weighs heavy on all of our hearts, but we just have to keep going. We have to, you know, follow Dahl and the work she's doing. There's so many advocates out there. They all need our support, you know, and I just want to say a big thank you for Dahl and everything she's doing out there.
Yes.
Well, thank you. And I'd like
amazing.
To say that I was blessed. I was at the first meeting of In Defense of Animals in 83, and in 89, Dr. Tatz hired me. I'm in the best position to help animals because I have In Defense of Animals to back me up. So one thing that I've always said, none of us are heroes. We're just people doing what everybody should be doing. This is our planet. These are our fellow species. They're our animal brothers and sisters. And one thing that I've noticed lately that I enjoy doing, I look at reels a lot, and a lot of reels have information about different species that people are just not that knowledgeable of. So
right.
I repost all the reels that I find that I think will inspire somebody to understand another creature and how they interact in their world and what they need, and the fact that they really are individuals. They're not, it's not just a fish. It's not just a spider. They are individuals, and each and every one is striving to stay alive and enjoy their world. And it's not up to us to decide, ew, it's a spider, I'm afraid of it. Then stay away from it. Get a cup. Take it outside, but don't put it in the rain. Don't put it in the cold. I mean, if we could just ever come to the realization of how we want to be treated.
Absolutely. I agree with you, doll.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean,
until
totally.
Until we start getting stronger penalties for people that abuse and harm animals, I just think we're spinning our wheels. So many places, they just don't enforce the laws that are on the books right now. So it's just very difficult. Until we get the laws on our side, I think, you know, we just need to keep pushing harder. That's all we can do.
Have them enforce it. And Mama Cat, stay on there. We're down to like 3 minutes and 30 seconds. And I got another caller here. And I appreciate all your support, too. You rock, Mama Cat. Meow. Okay. Harry, go 203. You're live and on the air. Go right ahead. You have any comments or questions for Doll Stanley? Go right ahead. We're running out of time here. You got time.
Yeah.
Hi.
It's Barbara. Hi, Deb. It's Barb. I'll make it quick from Connecticut. You're a Facebook
person. Hi, Barbara.
Person. Hey, I just want to thank her. Yes, I was on hold, and I don't mind, but I have to give her credit. She's a wonderful woman for what she does, and I also give to In Defense of Animals. I just want you to know that.
Thank you.
But,
awesome.
I give to Cuddly. I give to White Coat. I give to everybody, even if it's $5. But my thing is, how do you know it's a legitimate? What do I look up to find out it's legitimate? You know, others. What do you look for?
There is a site that will tell you what nonprofits, whether they, how they're evaluated, how they're ranked.
Okay. Yeah, because I give to a lot of people, you know, Best Friends, you know, Cuddly, White Coat Waste, all these people. And I'm like, is it really going to them? And I sign and share every single petition, whether it kills me or not. I have to. Because
That's right.
If you don't, you know me, Deb. I'm on Facebook. I share and sign everything. I don't care what anybody likes. I don't care. Sign and share it. Close your eyes and just share it. Because people
tell me,
I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't look at it. Too bad. Too bad. What about the guy who was spraying the cat with high-powered hose in the cage? I signed and shared that. So I wanted to go take care of him, but I can't. I mean, this is ridiculous. I called and text DeSantis about the Miami-Dade shelter. Why are you killing them in day one? What are you doing? Why can't you do something? I mean, they answered me, we try hard, but we're overwhelmed. I don't want to hear that. Somewhere else if you possibly can. They don't give them one day. They kill them in one day. But I just want to get that off my chest. Okay.
Hey, thank you, Barbara. You got to tell it like it is. No sugarcoating it. And I wanted to say something. On Sunday, everyone, here in Florida, all you residents who live in Tampa, Florida, In Defense of Animals having a protest on Sunday, March the 3rd, World Wildlife Day. So visit their website, check it out, spread the word, because the more people protesting, the better, and making them calls, okay? And thank you, Doll Stanley, for you for coming on this evening, and you're always welcome back. You're part of the Voices Carry for Animals family and everything. Yep. Thank you, Mama Cat, and all your support and all voice support. Barb, thank you. Barbara, thank you for calling in. And Harold, Facebook, friend, thank you for
thank
all
you,
your
Debbie.
Ongoing support. Okay.
All right, Deb, we'll talk. Thank you, darling.
And
thank
yes.
You.
And okay. And okay, Mama Cat, Paul in hand.
And Mama Cat.
Thank you, Mama Cat. Thank you,
Good
night, everybody.
That's
right. Good night, everyone. And have a great and peaceful evening. May God bless you.
Stay
and neuter. Thank you, everyone. Have a nice evening.